January the 13th, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we open with a short dua, and then we have an announcement, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. We are asking everyone to say a prayer for Attorney Fred Levin from Pensacola, Florida, one of Murad's lawyers, great lawyer. He beat the tobacco company. We pray that Allah will bless him, and we pray that his family will have strong faith in Allah during their hour of bereavement. Now let us put it in our language. What is this Ummah? What is special about this Ummah that God says he evolved? It is not Ummah that is instantly made in some factory or some place or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community. Evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years, for more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations it has been coming forth, even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving of nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It is evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and try to be human and try to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving. And now God has revealed it to you. So you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I am making man, not let us make man. Khalifa refers to the individual. Khalifah refers to government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is making a khalifa, he said to the angels, in me, surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man. No, in the Quran, this is in the Bible, he said, in Quranic Arabic, inni ja'alun fil adi khalifatin, translated, surely I am making or forming upon the earth a khalifa. That is not an individual person. It is a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God said that the angels were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you. You know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them, because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out the best that is in them. Satan feared God, tell man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and men created to worship Allah. So Satan seemed that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special one that you choose, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out the weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around but you, because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to face my shortcoming before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. So Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Allah showed the angel Jibril the world before and after the influence, then after Satan influenced it. They are related. And what he looked at that was good was the world before man's influence, before man indulged the world, before his imprint was made on it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discorate it with allurement, with temptation, things to tempt man. And that is what God showed the angel on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's works and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he told the sublesties of Satan, his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now. If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the thing that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me lavine. It means the earth, the topsoil, that bears good topsoil, that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, or sometimes they say stinking mud, or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know the rich farmland has a smell because something sometimes maneuver is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. So you fashion him of that, and there is decay matter in that. It is to enrich plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels were coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing. And he was learning it. He was hearing it, pardon me. So when he responds to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So he was addressing that coming from a pure human soul. Him addressing that which God takes over, because God put that back in the innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And this is God's work in that into innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. Hence, human creatures maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you? That you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands. I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with that? You do not accept that I am making with my two hands. But the natural world and revelation, those are the two controls of God. So I'm making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sajda to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? Pardon me. They came from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their communities, and not always more, I would say, purify or even have an ethnical interest to establish ethics. No, but they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Pardon me. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a man in the earth. Jesus is the second Adam. Adam is on the first heaven. Jesus is on the second heaven. Another thing that is important and proper. Important, pardon me, that to know about Jesus Christ as Savior is that he is the second Adam. That is the Bible. In Al-Islam, he puts on the second level. Adam is on the first level, and he is on the second level. In the ascent of the spirit or the soul, Adam is not on earth in that ascent. He is in heaven. All of them are in heaven. So you can be on earth where Adam was formed and be buried in the earth, not ascended even up to Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the creation with man in the heavens, right? So he says to the angels, I am about to create a mortal man and give him charge in the earth. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. So when God says to the angels, I am about to put a responsible leader in the earth, a Khalifa, a human martyr, the angels were disturbed, and they said, this will cause bloodshed. And God said, wait until I have inspired him of my own spirit, imparted my own spirit to him. Then you submit. You accept him. You make obeisance to him. Sajda. These are angels God is addressing. So what is God saying with this statement? God is saying, I accept that the humans are going to make trouble on earth. And humans do make trouble on earth. They are not perfect beings like angels to be trusted, to keep the peace and be safe. You can't trust all human beings with that. But some of these humans are going to qualify for my own spirit. I will inspire him from my own spirit, from my own self. God, two hands, world of natural things and revelation. And when that happened, angels, you have to submit to my creation. My man, as I created, as God said, what is wrong with you that you do not submit to the man who I have made with my two hands? Meaning his two major controls. The world of natural things, that is one of God's controls, and revelation. The man that I made with revelation, I made human with the natural world. They are supported by many natural creations. They are supported by natural, by my natural creation, but I'm also making this particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with Satan? What is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this Khalifa that I am making with my two controls, metaphorically, my two hands? But it means my two controls. Handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's word corrects spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us being building our community up from the ground. But I know that I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have had those credits that Imam Alfred Muhammad read off to you. I would not be here today. You would not know me if God had not begun making a man, a special man in the United States of America, in the family of the African-American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin by recognizing our reality in its best condition is the reality given to us by God's word. So this reality created by God's words, and the word carries spirit. Every word carries spirit or influence. Whatever you say, I can say again, already I have influenced your mind and also your soul. The word again, you heard it. Anything we say, I say crass. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences it is a question of where your mind was. United States blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country, the United States blessed and cursed with bad leaders. Blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a special people called the American, and cursed because of bad leaders, America the beautiful, and America the ugly, all mixed in together. Now, I'm for America the Beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the Beautiful. Words make people means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindu, Sabian, etc. So I said a long time ago, before I was called the Imam, I think I was still called Chief Minister. Words make people, and it means language makes people. The language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters the street people. And if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then that scripture communicated to you made those people. The scripture communicated by those people to their congregation or to each other makes them, and you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer. And you recognize a believer wherever it is, whether it is a Christian, Jew, Buddhist, even a Hindu. Those outside of the people of the book that we identify with as Muslim, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslim, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said people of the book, he is also talking about the Sabians. Also, they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago they are still practicing believers on this planet Earth called Sabian. So when you are around them and you have a chance to converse with them or share in the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label, identity. And you are just happy to be with another believer. And you feel good in their company. What does that supporting the belief that I have been focusing for the last 50 minutes? The belief that I'm focusing on is that God's word creates people he wants on this earth. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30. I am making a khalifa in the earth. Khalifa, like shepherd, leads from behind. There are two ways to lead somebody in scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, or you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where he is directing the sheep to go before the sheep sees. If he doesn't, he is not the leader. He is not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that's a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that is the position the righteous, wise leaders, they take that same position. We know nothing. You know God. We know not. So first, I want to compliment you first, but now I'm going to give you a little more understanding. When they get in heaven, they will say, this resembles what we said before. This is what you should be saying. You should be trying to see the likeness, see in my teachings, support for what you used to believe or what you experienced in your life as a seeker. So you do know something. You know a lot. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30 to 33. Allah created man with his spirit, human essence and identity, people, a mass of ordinary persons. The perception of human essence and identity is pretty much the same in the history of philosophics, religion, myths, and science, though the language differs in these categories, but the subject matter as perceived by these different fields of knowledge is perceived in the same way. The term people, American Heritage Dictionary, Entry 5, gives this meaning, the mass of ordinary persons, the populace. Now, the same dictionary gives the meaning of populace, and I quote, the general public, the masses. Then it gives a second entry, a population. There has been a change since our American culture abandoned its decency and pastime to refer to a few individuals. It was common to refer to them as person. They would ask, how many do you have with you? You would say, I have two individuals with myself, or I have two persons and myself. Now it has changed. I have two people and myself. So person one, an individual of specific character. Person two, the spirit has to come into the body before they become persons and have human essence. Now again, the American Heritage Dictionary definition of person, entry two, an individual of a specified character. Entry three, the self, or as many of you in the audience know in the Quran, al-nafs, the self. What did God create? He created the self, didn't he? It did not say people, did it? He created the self. How he created it, the language is in the Quran. Now I go to, again, entry 7 of American Heritage Dictionary definition for person. In Christianity, any of the separate individualities of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is this language far from us? The man had been conceived, but he had not been completed as a creation. And the angels, according to our scripture from Quranic Muslim holy book, the angels were disturbed by the thought that a human being is being created with free will and its own decision to make with its own rational power or reasoning power. So that disturbed the angels when God said he would make such a creature. They said, wait, what is this? It is going to cause bloodshed and corruption. And God said, wait. He is not complete. Wait until I have given to him of my spirit. God says, wait until I have given to him of my own spirit. So the definition has, as one of the selves, the Holy Spirit. Then according to our scripture, the Spirit of God, which is Holy Spirit, has to come into the body of people before they become persons and have human essence. I mean, Lord have mercy. It is so good to sit down at the table of the Lord, break bread. Someone might say, oh, he sounds like the church people now, like he's one of the church people. We have a lot in common, more than that. For the three Abrahamic faith communities, this is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or Jews, Christians, and Muslims. People are necessarily persons or original in the business of the business department area, especially the business office. You have copies and originals. Those copies, they are okay, but many of those copies of human beings that we see in this wasted public of ours, they don't resemble original handled hardly at all. So people are necessarily persons or original in the nature of man as created by God. Considering what has been said so far regarding human essence and identity, many individuals in our population can be classified as people, as the public, but we have to reserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence. So human essence is lost, identity is lost. So when human essence is lost, identity is lost. If there is no human essence present, though it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you are not doing anything to bring it up to your conscience. Therefore, you are void of human essence. And such persons tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle, living form, or behavior form from whatever attracts them in the environment. The popular lifestyle for our general public today is too playful and too disrespectful. Sex, the soul has been said, sexual incitement, and has lost its original social content. The soul has been fed sexual hype, sexual incitement, to the extent that sexuality has lost its original social content. The general public spirit is to degenerate sexual desires, corrupt it, and bring it down to a low, inferior existence. It appears the office, the effects, is to present oneself in the most vulgar or in the most indecent picture. The common expression is get down, low, and nasty. On a more serious note, we are reprinting human history, stories of the fall of man. This immoral incident, bad times can cause nuking of a general population. Many in the popular crowd are being eliminated from the human family. Culture has managed to restore man to his originality. We come another term now. Commercialism, American Heritage Dictionary. I picked this dictionary because our culture and our leadership over the life in this part of the world has been designed to serve us. Once we lose our culture, to save us and put us on the feet again so that we can find our way into a decent and healthy cultural life again. So the managing order for our culture has that responsibility. So they will also let us go so far. And they will start to feed the public sensitivity so that we come back to our originality, or back to our human essence. It is good to know that. Keep listening to me as I continue with my topic. Commercialism, meaning entry to an attitude that emphasizes tangible profit for success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand. It has weight in your hand, physically visible to your eyes, etc. Commercialized, the same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary, entry 2A, to exploit or make cheaply for financial gain, to sacrifice the quality for profit. Day of religion, when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. I come now to the expression again, the day of religion. So this is the day of religion. We are living in the day of religion and also the day of judgment. It is the same. When the day of judgment comes, it is because the day of religion has arrived. What is this day of religion? The day of religion is when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. And they start to research and rethink their own holy or sacred sources to see if they have lost or gone astray from the important things or important meanings in the purity of the language, of the purity for their religion. John 13:14, wash each other's feet. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. So when the time comes, we are going to have to do what? Jesus demonstrated to his disciples. He said, wash each other's feet. The military man who serves in the military and are in hearing range of my voice, you know what the foot soldier means. He didn't have the rank of the brass guys and those generals, etc. The foot soldier means that the one on the lowest rank. So the feet of society are the common people. The less cultural refined, the less educated, the less in wealth or money, but the whole establishment stands upon them, like everything in the body stands upon those feet. The establishment stands upon them. And our designers who designed the political ideas that formed this great society, we call the American people, they put their greatest importance on the feet. They based the whole construction upon the recognition of the two feet, the foot and the foot, the right foot and the left foot. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, rights that you can't take away from them. Not human beings, nor government is authorized to take these rights from them. Among these, self-liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So here the authors of this ideology that has served this American people until this present time and served us in a great way so that we could be a great people and have a great future, the honorable people with a great future and a beautiful life if we would live the best of it. So what are they saying? They are saying that this new Jerusalem, this new vision for a better life on earth, bases its value and its survival and longevity on the common person, the common nature of man, on the equality of people. God created them with certain essence, and he endowed them with certain qualities. He did it. It is inherent. It is inborn. You cannot take it away from him. Everyone is born with it. And the proof is that they can say a black inferior, but if the black ever gets an opportunity to prove them wrong, it is going to be established as a lie. They will not be able to hold to that lie any longer. The black is going to find a way to prove them a lie. Recently in the history of academia in America, they found that newcomers from Africa, black college students, were excelling above whites, above us. The world has changed. Thank God. And thank good men and thank good women. Thank good life. So we have in common the best of human life, but some of us will not awaken to it. some of us won't accept a behavior that will serve that life coming to fruition, coming to fulfillment, coming to reality. And they will be wasted, and as history tells us, they were wasted in the past. When they made the decision or accept that decision or disposition, they were wasted in the past history, and they will be wasted today. Nuke bomb killed an inner human, leaving only a flesh body. So this is the day of religion and also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though victims of nuke bomb explosion. The nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the latest of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. It was created so that a lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost while fighting your enemies in war. If you defeated him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had if you have to rebuild after you take over his land. So you want the banks to still be standing. You want the account department, the paper, the computers, and everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb that will kill people but leave all the material established intact, unharmed. That is what this culture is doing right now. It is operating as a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life in the flesh body, but leave the flesh body standing apparently unharmed. It leaves the physical intact, not destroyed. The inside void of human essence, hence empty of human essence, and open to body snatchers. The biggest of the body snatchers is commercialization. It invites you to get into the new dress style, dial your way into hell or into another mindset, and become another one of the common people who have no human essence, lost souls taken by a body snatcher. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. They are related, and what he looked that was the world before man's influence, before man indulged the world, before his imprinted it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discourage its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man. That is what God showed the angels on the second scene. That he showed him, that is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work. And the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he sold the sublistist of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith or some religion, most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made me Levain. It means the earth, the topsoil. There's good topsoil that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud or something, or sometimes they say stinky mud or something like that. And you fashion him of mud. And it means the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know the rich farmland has a smell because sometimes manure is in it. to make it rich. So he said, you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that. And there is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is this actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angel were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels were coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that God takes over because God put back that's in that innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And that is God's work. And that is to, and that is into innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creatures may cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you? That you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands. I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you? That you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation. Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you? That you do not make subject to him. You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their communities. And not always, more, I would say, purify, even have an ethnical interest to establish ethics. No. But they had nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6. Allah shakes you in the womb as he pleases. In her ascension nature, the function, the woman, wife, mother, is the very womb of society. The womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother. World, just as an individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us don't understand just how important the woman is in the growth process of the mind. And the society, the woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life of all history of humanity. So there is a physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is morally and morally womb. The womb of your mother, the morals. She will start your mind growing by teaching not to do what is wrong and do what is right. latest he will form you again, and you will be born in the womb of reason, thinking. Every child is born as the result of two parents and has rights to be raised, guided, and protected by the two. But where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent, the mother, she has to raise her child. But properly, she has to influence the best behavior and best mind into her child. As parents, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. A child has been made by Allah to be impressionable and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this from the parent. Character equals care plus character. As parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6. Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 138. The baptism of Allah, who baptizes better. A thing may take on several and different natures. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings, as parents, you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sound. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark and make sounds like the wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. You come into the world from your mother's womb as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill that empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the kingdom that we call this the vessel. So it says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. What does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body, when it is delivered from the flesh wound or body, or our mother, it is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. So when did man start thinking in the earth? No history tells us. When did the first thought come into existence? No history can tell us. So we as an inward person, or as a real person ruling in the flesh, having no birth record, if you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. So you can be born identical twins and grow up to be more unlike each other than any other brother or sister in the family. It doesn't mean that you are going to be alike because you are physically alike. Although many times twins also look alike in their mind and in their spirit. That's because they like each other, and perhaps there was nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other. But if one twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influences that the other one accepts. The results will be that these people will be far apart as persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination. But it's the truth. and you've been hearing it in the church all your life. Allah, the God himself, makes up. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different materials. He allows some of us to come like, or to come up like our mothers, and some to come up like our fathers. Some come up being neither like mother or father. Some may look like uncle or aunt or grandfather. So you were mine before the physical creation. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran, Surah 95, Ayat 4, we create man in excellent way. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Babel. Don't think of yourself as physical creation because you are before the physical creation. The physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces minerals, plants, and flesh. The earth produced your flesh so that you would have place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed right according to the Holy Quran and Bible, but we went off from that right way of thinking and began thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. Once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What came about? When this happens, it is a new language. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Bible. The Holy Quran in the Bible says that once a people were one people and their language was one language. What does this mean? It means that once they had coming to them, once their society, their community was filled with the language of truth. It was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of grafted creation. When the word of the grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person in that vessel. Jesus said that as a man thinketh, so is he. If we could take the time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words, language. Words brings message to the mind. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call these words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. These numbers are seen as words, even in the wisdom of the wise of this world. A word is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call these words, but they are what you are doing. Now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open, and the baby sees something. When the eyes are open, without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The image that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words, speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. The book you read, the language of your parents, the talk you heard in the home. The words you hear in the streets, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things that you looked at and didn't think about, are all words. All these things have acted as words, going into your mind, forming you. And they are forming you for as long as you live in this world. The process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. If you don't want yourself to be created in it, in ill, rebelled, ugly or diseased form, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises are due to Allah. Sadaqallahu al-Adeem, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. We pray to Allah that He will bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.